in the beach. In terms of the position of the JSKI, you have appointed a subcommittee to look at the shortlisting of candidates. And as you know, that the subcommittee does not have the power to take the final decision other than the full committee, and hence you have to call you to be provided with the outcome of the work of the subcommittee. So the purpose of this meeting is to deal with that matter only. We do, however, have other matters that would require us to go and meet in the in Africa House after that, after this again. So I ask you, when you leave here, don't disappear along the way, walk straight to Africa House, because you really have other matters other than the IG that we deal with also. So we have asked you here in terms of Rule 11, that said that ordinarily this committee does not meet in the open public. This committee has been facilitated by the resolution that you have taken to have the shortlisting done here, and therefore too, we've asked you to come and hear the outcome of the shortlisting. The second thing that I wanted to say on the in relation to the of course the rule says that no one other than yourself are supposed to be here. The previous meeting saw the need to allow the media to sit in the meeting nevertheless, and we trust that this will be the same main event in the meeting already. The we ask that you confirm that decision that says that the chairperson of the committee or subcommittee may at any time of the commencement, that in that manner that we took that decision to allow the media to stay here. Let me further say to you, honourable members, in terms of Rule 17, publication of proceedings, the rule must be abundantly clear. I'm reminding you that speaks to how all documents emanating from the committee or subcommittee needs to be handled. And that a document will be officially before the committee, in this instance of the committee, because the subcommittee itself was the reading. If the chairperson places the document or permits the document to be placed for a committee, in this instance, we refer to the documents of the adverts, another advert of the applicant that that we have. I will accordingly allow the secretary to place those documents before you, and I trust it bears your permission to. The silence in the meeting always means yes. May I ask the secretary to hand out the documents to yourself? Honourable members, we will take the following decision that the work that you have given to the subcommittee dictates that we need to give the results to you, and therefore you are now not subjected to having to have all the files in front of you. What I further want to explain to the members is that that's the matter that I'm going to place before you. The subcommittee has dealt with the applications that were before them. The applications on the members were divided in those that are those that applications who have indicated some degree of intelligence, knowledge and experience, or related trainers, and the other one was divided in those that do not. The first decision that the committee took was to say that one, we have received an applicant that was late in terms of the way the advert was put. And the first decision the committee, the first recommendation that the committee is putting before you is that we are not accepting that applicant before us because it doesn't conform itself with what the advert in this instance says. Is there rejection or agreement from the House on that matter? Honourable Twala, followed by Honourable Grunewald.
Just have to put it on record, Honourable Chair. I have a, it did not meet with the verification as put out in the address of the Europe Act in attaining it. I hope therefore agree with the committee to check it aside. Thanks. Chairperson, from my side also, I agree.
Chair, I share the same sentiment with my previous speaker. No, Chairperson, I how defeated I have also about it. I formally agree to the Chairperson, members of the committee, and the media present here, distinguished guests of me there. I agree to you all this evening. Thank you.
Honourable members, and thank you for that decision. We will accordingly inform. We accordingly say that we'll note that decision that you looked at the decision has not passed. If I then go back to the second part that the committee did, what they did was they looked at those that have experience and those that don't have experience. The committee then further said that the committee further recommended that they do not wish to short this from the group of applicants who do not have any intelligence knowledge, and I put that decision to you also.
Chairperson, I support.
Anyone that disagrees? You are second, Honourable Kumere. Thank you for that. The committee then further proceeded to look amongst the applicants that have indicated some degree of intelligence, knowledge and experience and or training. And the committee looked amongst applicants, and amongst the 19 applicants, what the committee members did was they provided their selection of the candidates. What the committee further then did was to look at the amount of agreement amongst themselves on the following on the following people. The committee subcommittee recommends to the full committee that we consider the following people. The applicant by the name of Maslu ban dile itumaling hakebe. We then receive 7 members that supported that we should ask him to come for an interview. The committee further progressively looked Ms. Desiree Elizabeth Fushi, and she got the 7th amount of support, which is 4 members that agreed that we must ask her to come for an interview. The committee further looked at the surname is Herve and the first name is Annelies. And the committee, she got 2 members that agreed that she needed to come. The other names that came up was Kekesi. It was one member that felt we should ask. They also Kiketsi to come. There further was one member that felt Castro, Quella to come. Castro's got 2 other long names. And then another member, one member only, asked that we look at Mungedi Maslulo to come. The committee, subcommittee, therefore recommend to this meeting that we consider Mr. Khadebe, Ms. Fashi and Herbe to come as part of, which will then mean that we will have 8, that we will have 11 people that we interview. I accordingly put the 3 names for consideration or rejection or complete overall complete different decision to the House for an agreement. Honourable Grunewald?
Chairperson, I agree with, as you said, the 11 names.
Mover has been put onto the table.
Yes, Chairperson, I supported the move to accept those names as proposed by the subcommittee. Thank you.
Any further on this, Honourable Tuala?
Chairperson, I would have moved, I would have had my hand up the first term, but then I didn't serve in the subcommittee. I basically waited for them to keep up with you.
And
I was looking at yeah. I think I'm comfortable with the names as proposed. Some people are in there so they know what to look like at giving us attention.
I'm not seeing any different decision on this matter. And is it on this
circle? Yeah, in fact, just on my list, the issue also experience to monitor and oversight the sensitivity of the environment. All those people are very, very important.
The answer is yes. Honourable members, then the full committee has duly decided that that's the route that we will take. We will accordingly inform the applicants, and that we need to have the interview, and this will be communicated to yourself. Honourable members, there are no further business on this matter, and accordingly, I ask that we adjourn the meeting for now and go and deal with the rest of other matters in Africa. And the meeting is going to start immediately. Thank you very much.
Oh, fuck. I mean,